Hallelujah, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. We'll read together, though muted, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day you opened the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel, that it may reach to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes? Cretans and Arabs, in our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed for this morning is Psalm 104, verses 25 through 35 and 37. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the great and wide sea, with its living things too many to number, creatures both small and great. There move the ships, and there is that Leviathan which you made for the sport of it. All of them look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things. You hide your face, and they are terrified. You take away their breath, and they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, and they are created. And so you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in all his works. He looks at the earth, and it trembles. He touches the mountains, and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being. May these words of mine please him. I will rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Romans. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, And the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sin of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord Christ. I made a note in one draft of this about the fact that we read on this day that same gospel that we heard on the first Sunday after Easter Day, second Sunday of Easter, Jesus and Thomas and that whole crowd. And I think one of the reasons we read it is because it bears repeating, even in such rapid succession. Somebody else is sharing the screen here. There we go. So I just mentioned that as an aside now. But today's propers almost make us want us preachers, or some of us, or me, make us want to say, "Stop, enough. Save some of this for one of those other boring Sundays when the readings seem to offer so little fertile ground for a sermon. Look at what we've got here. Tongues of fire, perfect understanding, varieties of gifts with one spirit, one body, greater work than Jesus' own, the spirit of truth within us." And each one of those phrases is a good start for a sermon in itself. And we've got them all. It's just not seemly. Looks like the church is a kind of spiritual spendthrift by lavishing all this good stuff on one single Sunday. On the other hand, if there's one day in the church calendar that deserves that or merits it, what better day than today, the Feast of the Holy Spirit? Day in, day out, isn't this God's promise to us? That right here, right now, this advocate is with us. This is Jesus' own promise of our never being alone. And how God squanders that divine gift on us. What flamboyant, tongues of fire. Absolute divine understanding. All of this is an elaborate way of telling us that God speaks our language, the language of our hearts. Of course, they all heard the message in their own language, because this language of love cannot be bound by limits of human language, cannot be dammed up by insistence upon any kind of bottom line, will never be thwarted or stifled by well-reasoned arguments or debate about morality. On that 50th day after the resurrection, God's spirit of truth burst through all barriers, outran all prejudices, swept away all human categories and conditions. So we have an advocate. With whom do we need an advocate? Are we afraid of God's judgment? Do we need to an advocate to argue our case before Satan or something strange like that? Well, much has been thought and said and written and preached about this. And finally, I don't think any of that matters very much. What if the Holy Spirit is our advocate without an object, without someone to advocate to? What if God is simply in our corner always? For most of us, it would be more than enough to have this divine presence within us, to be an advocate for us against those other voices inside us. So this is God's constant championing of our cause against those other voices declaring that we're no good, not loving, not loved. Maybe that's the most important single arena in which this perfectly clear voice speaks that language which transcends language, that territory within us. The Spirit of Truth proclaims the truth within each of us, that we are God's children, created by God's love, in God's image, and that God loves us unstintingly. Yes, there are those other voices as well. You're not smart enough, financially secure enough, energetic enough, in short, just not enough. But God's loving voice overwhelms all the rest, all of those. When we allow ourselves to hear that language of the heart in our heart, we're transformed. However fleetingly, when we allow the other voices to quiet themselves in order to hear God's voice calling to us. When our hearts respond to that loving language, we are set free to speak in the same idiom so that others may hear it too, from God through us. That is eternal life. That is the kingdom of God. That is our calling. In those times of transformation, when we encounter others who seem so different from ourselves, by whatever criteria we employ, we discover that we're not in competition with them. We have nothing to win or lose. We needn't compare ourselves to them. Instead, in those moments, we know, having heard the message in our own inner language, that we and they are not we and they at all, only we. And together we can act in harmony as one body, living the life of grace and compassion that God intends for us all together. Well, of course, we should have an embarrassment of spiritual riches in today's reading. And it's more important than ever to remember this when so many forces seem to be pulling us in so many directions. We see at this moment all the peoples of the world experiencing one single challenge at the same time, this pandemic, in a strange kind of solidarity, or at least a call to solidarity. Loving responses abound. Campaigns to raise funds for protective equipment, food and medicine, people handing out food on the side of the road, music played from windows and porches, moments of silence shared in appreciation for those who continue to work through the pandemic for the common good. Weekly hours of prayer, such as that by Daughters of the King, for those who suffer and those who care for them. And yes, in the midst of all of what I've just mentioned, horrific examples of brutality and racism, of desperation and frustration also emerge. Demands to end our isolation and demands to take greatest care when we want to let down our guard. What a maelstrom of competing forces. What seeming chaos. Kind of like that scene on that original day of Pentecost. Whatever else this period of time is, this day is the day of the Spirit, the day of overflowing grace and peace that defies all odds, ignores all obstacles, fills our hearts and our church and God's creation with the superabundance of love that knows no bounds. Let us, against all odds, rejoice and give thanks and be glad in it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen
and unseen. We
believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified, as spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Amen.
I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world, for our presiding bishop, Michael, for our bishops, Andy, Jeff, Kai, Kay, and Hector, for our priest, Michael, for our missionary, Jeannie, for this gathering and for all ministers and people. Pray for the church. I ask your prayers for peace, for goodwill among nations, and for the well-being of all people. Pray for justice and peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. I ask for your prayers for all who seek God or a deeper knowledge of him. Pray that they may find and be found by him. I ask your prayers for the departed, especially for Elizabeth Nichols, Russ Archibald, John Myers, and for all who have died from the coronavirus. Pray for those who have died. I ask your prayers for John, Barry, Morgan, Victoria, Kay, Bob, Richard, Shelley, Leave, Rajiv, Jaden, James, Jenny, Dee, Miranda, Jackie, Dale, Leslie, Linda, the women in the hotel facility, Ann, Nathan, Christy, Lynn, Ellie, Paul, Merle, June, Caitlin, Mark, Scott, Lottie, Mark, Patty, Ashley, Matt, Marcel, Alan, Kenyon, Sarah, Ann, Clay, Janice, Tyler, Karen, Cheryl, Charisse, Shannon, Allison, Bonnie, and Ed, the Degutierre family, Bailey family, Barbara, Martha, and Larry, Teresa, Curtis. Are there others? I ask your prayers for all who serve in the military, especially Brian, Eric, James, Trevor, Kevin, Chris, Gerard, Brian, Jonathan, and all in harm's way. I ask your prayers for all who are traveling this week.
I pray especially for Jim and Carol who are traveling to Fort Worth family this right now.
I ask your prayers for all who mourn, especially the families of Josh Almendares, Elizabeth Nichols, Russ Archibald, Jeanette Moore, and John Myers. I ask your thanksgiving for the birthdays of Sheila Wilson, Elias Montemayor, and for the anniversary of Maria and J.J. Gonzalez. I invite your prayers and thanksgivings at this time.
And I invite you to unmute yourselves to offer any names you may wish to mention aloud. We pray in thanksgiving for the birthday, the first birthday of Norlie Kirkpatrick, and others you may wish to mention now.
I ask you prayers of thanksgiving for Aubrey's graduation from Texas Tech and her job with the settlement home in Austin.
And for Ethan's graduation from high school. All graduates everywhere from all kinds of institutions. Pray thanksgiving for Maria and JJ on the eve of their anniversary mowing the lawn at Epiphany.
Praise God for those in every generation to whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own way.
Now offer several concluding prayers today. O most mighty and merciful God, in this time of great sickness, we flee unto thee for succor. Deliver us, we beseech thee, from our peril. Give strength and skill to all those who minister to the sick. Prosper the means made use of for their cure. And grant that perceiving how frail and uncertain our life is, we may apply our hearts unto that heavenly wisdom which leads to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O God, who on this day taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Grant, O God, that your holy and life-giving Spirit may so move every human heart, and especially the hearts of the people of this land, and especially of those who are going through such challenges in Minnesota, that barriers which divide us may crumble, suspicions disappear, and hatreds cease, that our divisions being healed, we may live in justice and peace through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace, everyone.
Peace be with you all.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with everyone.
Peace be with
everybody.
We missed you all.
With everybody everywhere. Those that we see here, those that we hear here, those who are beyond our seeing and hearing.
Peace would be very useful right now.
It would be.
Yes.
And now we'll do this several part prayer in this last day of the Easter season. May Almighty God, who enlightened the minds of the disciples by pouring out upon them the Holy Spirit, make you rich with his blessing, that you may abound more and more in that Spirit forever. Amen.
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 May God, who sent the Holy Spirit as a flame of fire that rested upon the heads of the disciples, burn out all evil from your hearts and make them shine with the pure light of his presence.
Amen.
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 May God, who by the Holy Spirit caused those of many tongues to proclaim Jesus as Lord, strengthen your faith and send you out to bear witness to him in word and deed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia.